Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Steve Link from Pfeiffer Auction and Realty.
All right, Steve Link, Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty.
Tell me about Pfeiffer Auction.
Well, Pfeiffer's Auction, we're based out of Moorhead, Fargo-Moorhead area. We have 17 licensed real estate agents throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota. We're licensed in Montana as well, too, in Wisconsin and Arizona. Our primary sector is in the ag and industrial. We sell farmland, real estate, equipment, farm equipment, industrial equipment, and we have a really good portfolio in our land management division where we manage property for owners.
You guys grew pretty significantly in the last 10 years, didn't you? I mean, it's talk about your growth over the last 10 years.
Yeah, you know, I was licensed 13 years ago, and came on with Kevin at that time, Kevin Pfeiffer, and it's been a nice steady growth and exponentially growth here, following actually the ag sector, it's been really good growth, really good positive people have come on board, and the success with our sales have helped that growth.
How's the egg prices been? Last time, I mean, there was a time where an acre of land was going for unbelievable amounts of money. Is land prices still, I want to say, higher than what people expect, or is it lower? Where are land prices at these days?
You know, land prices have tempered. In some areas, they've leveled off and flattened. Some places, they're down 10, 20, maybe even 30% off the high. It's really locally driven on how far the prices have either leveled off or gone down. If there's been land sales over the last 3 years and a lot of money has been spent, if it's marginal land, that seems to be taking more of a dip in prices compared to the top quality land. But there's always those sales that beat our expectations, and people really are keying into something special as far as the quality of land, if it's farmland, if it's recreational property, where it's located, what aesthetics it has, the hunting aspects that it has on there. So people in this tighter market have become more educated. They look into the productivity indexes, they look into the financing and what the interest rates are going to be, and they're much more educated. They take their time on making those decisions. So there is farmland and ranch land moving pretty well. But yeah, it's not the exuberance that there was even 2-3 years ago. But still strong, in my opinion.
How's the Bowman office going? I know you guys opened an office in Bowman about 3-4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago now. I can't think of the specific timeline, but that was quite an investment from your standpoint, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we put three quality people there with Andy Murnock and Jim Sabi running that office, and Allie Paulson kind of the backbone of that office, and so that has been just a star in our company, and good visibility there along 85, and they're strong in the community and strong in the region, and our sales have been fantastic there, both the land sales and equipment sales that we've had there.
All right, let's talk about this mineral sale you guys got coming up. First of all, is this pretty normal to have a mineral auction?
Well, we've done some in the past. We have not done one at this size. We got almost 450 mineral acres of producing acres in Montreal County. And I just got this on board here this last week. And so some of the details of when we're going to hold the sale are yet to come out. But I wanted to make sure during this time that people are aware that they're available. But yeah, it's really unusual to have this quality of minerals offered in this region and at this size. So I really expect there to be good interest in this, even with the down oil prices.
Well, now's the time to buy, because when oil prices go up, that's when the minerals will take off, huh?
Exactly. Be a contrarian and buy now when it's lower. So.
You guys have any other auctions coming up that you might want to note?
Yeah, in September 28th, we have a land sale of almost 2,000 acres just south of Watford City. And this is just a premier property. It's right along. I know everybody's driven Highway 85, has come over the hills when you come from the south to the north, have come over the hills and looked at this land, because you're always looking for the big bighorn sheep and the mule deer and such. And this is a property that has everything, with a farmstead, farmland, a little bit of irrigation on it, or irrigation rights, the badlands, the aesthetics, the view. And, you know, we're going to offer that in 7 parcels, and people will be able to lump it together any way they want. And so both a person that's looking for a smaller 40-acre parcel, or the person that's looking for a full section, they're going to have that opportunity at this sale. So I'm really excited for that September 28th sale in Watford City. It's the Woody Watson Ranch. And some people may have know about that ranch because Woody Watson used to do barn dances in the barn on that place. And so there was probably a few folks that have been on that place, or maybe horseback ride in that area, and they'll know it really well once they look at the maps or drive down there and take a tour of it.
Anything else you want to mention? Pfeiffer Auction Realty, what you guys are about, or any final thoughts?
You know, Pfeiffer's Auction Realty, like I said, we specialize in farmland sales and ranch land sales, and we'll have our fall Western North Dakota land sales this year again, and we're already booking land for that. So look for that, or if anybody's looking to liquidate their line of equipment or parcel, or just a few pieces off their equipment, call our Bowman office or call our Moorhead office and we can help you out. So we just have a fantastic group. Go to pfeiffers.com, www.pfers.com, and check out what we have coming up, or get the contact information for us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
To listen to the full-length interview with Steve Link with Pfeiffer Auction and Realty, or listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crowe, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue.
With Hatch Realty.
I'm Andrew Tazer, a Fargo South student, and I heard you were involved with Shark Tank. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Shark Tank is a show on ABC, and it's venture capitalists who are interested in investing in people, and the one who has the real estate experience is a gal named Barbara Corcoran. And she is out of New York City and took a $1,000 loan, I believe, and turned it into a multi-million dollar real estate company, sold it for $66 million. And so that's something else and really special. And she's decided now to get behind a number of us across the country. So she has said, Eric, I like your business and I want to choose to support it. And so I have an endorsement from Barbara Corcoran, which is really great. And so on top of that, I have a TV commercial with her and lots of media things that I can use to share. But Barbara is this really eclectic woman who is nationally known. I'd probably say she's the number 2 real estate tycoon in the United States after Donald Trump.
Oh, wow.
So to have an endorsement like that has really brought some nice validity to our business, but I also got to meet a new friend too, and that's always great. She is hilarious, and she is quick-witted, but she is sharp.
I'm Andrew Tazer, a Fargo South student.
My name's Eric Hatch. I am the owner and a realtor with Hatch Realty.